Welcome to the Story Weaver podcast. I'm your host, Bronrauk Mitchell. Come, sit with me under the story tree as I weave a tale or two for you.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to Storytime with Bron. I'm your host, Bronrauk Mitchell, aka the Story Weaver. And today I'll be reading a story for you called Don't Shut the Door by Matthew Nichols and David Atsey. Don't Shut the Door. Dedicated to the little monsters in our lives. Please, Mum and Dad, don't shut the door, 'cause monsters are waiting. Do not ignore. The warning signs, they're all over the place. The monsters are deadly, and children their taste. I tell you the truth, this is no lie. The monsters do wish to eat the juice of my eye. But not just the juice, in fact the whole lot. They'll eat from my toes to my nose, and it's snot. Yum. It's a delicacy they love, as you know. They will travel real far through sleet, rain, and snow. Just to have one taste or to eat us whole. They don't have no manners, no cutlery or bowls. They really are savages. Serious, Mum, Dad. Their terrible smells would make Nana sad. Cuddle me tight. Big kiss on the head. I really don't want to wake up dead. So after my story, and you've tucked me in tight, please leave the door open. Please. All right. Do not play your game when you pretend it is shut, 'cause they know that it's not. No if, whys, or buts. Of course they're not here now. The door's open wide. That's how I like it. That's why I'm hoping that you don't shut the door. Not now, not ever. I want to stay alive. I'm not being clever. It's the truth that I speak. I know it's been done. The monsters attack. No lies from my tongue. Please leave it ajar, for if it does latch, the monsters come out. I can hear them now. Scratch. You know they sit there, listening and waiting for the story to finish, anticipating. It's making me scared. Please, listen to me. Can I have some water or get up to wee? I promise to be good. I'll eat all my veg. Please do not make me lie here in bed. Whatever you choose, you know what I want. Not a new toy or something to chomp, but in fact I just want one simple request. The door staying open. I'm pleading my best. Heed what I've said, for I told you what. Please don't shut the door. 10 reasons to shut the door. 1. Cool breeze. 2. It totally sets the mood. 3. Makes the room dark. 4. Anything could happen. 5. No one can hear you scream. 6. Keeps children inside. 7. Privacy. 8. Kids hate it. 9. Open doors are so uncool. 10. Kids taste great. That's why the monsters vote number 1. To shut the door. And now I will read The Ghost Cat by Rebecca Fife. Katie sat up when she felt someone sit down on the end of her bed. Her pudgy little fingers rubbed her sleepy eyes and peered towards the end of her bed, trying to see through the darkness. At first she thought no one was there, but then her eyes adjusted and she saw the fluffy grey cat sitting on the end of her bed, lazily licking its paw. Something was wrong, though, because while she could see the cat, she could also see through the cat. And even though Katie was only 5 years old, she knew that cats weren't supposed to be transparent. It didn't scare her, though. No, the scary part of her night always came late at night, when the bed creaked as though being jostled from underneath, and scritching and scratching sounds came from below her as though something crawled with sharp claws along her wooden bedroom floor. Sometimes she heard soft, growling noises. After being frightened by some unknown thing under her bed every night, the ghost cat didn't frighten Katie at all. She could hear its gentle purring and feel its weight against her legs. And it comforted her. She fell asleep easily. Later that night, Katie awakened to her bed creaking as it bounced slightly, as if something big had bumped it. The scritching and scratching sounds of something scraping her floor reached her ears, as she huddled under her covers, pulling them up tight against her chin. Soft, growling noises rumbled from under her bed. But unlike all of those other nights, this time, Katie was not alone. She felt her ghost cat stand and stretch, its weight gently lifting off her legs. She watched as it traipsed over to the side of her bed, looking down over it, and leapt off the bed. Its fur was standing straight up, and it made screeching, spitting hiss as it leapt. Katie loosened her grip on her covers and leaned over her bed to see what was happening. The growling grew louder, and Katie's bed bumped and jostled harder than it ever had before. Loud, angry mews and hisses joined the growling, and Katie felt thumps and bangs against the bottom of her bed. Skrr! Moments later, the growling turned into a gurgle and then stopped altogether. Katie wondered what that meant for her ghost cat, but she leaned back onto her pillow again, pulling the blanket back up, tight against her chin, worried. A soft thud sounded, and she felt a sudden light weight on her legs. Loud purring ensued, and Katie dared a peek down at the bottom of her bed. Her ghost cat was curled up, purring against her legs, asleep. No more sounds came from under her bed. Katie's ghost cat came back every night for many years, but the monster under her bed never returned. The end. And thank you, and I will be back with more stories.
The Story Weaver podcast intro and outro were created by my editor and tech whiz, Paul Aiken, using licensed music from Stock 20. If you would like to contact me, you can send me an email to thestoryweaverpodcast@gmail.com. Farewell for now, dear friends.